Wish you well for next year, but we're of course here to talk about the foundation and what's been achieved over the past few years. And it's amazing to think that it all started from a small little dinner for four, what was it, 21, 22 years ago?
Well, that's right, because I remember saying to you about how everybody in Britain grumbles about the fact that we don't have a tennis champion. And we've got Tim and Greg, and they've done us proud, I think. But it's behind them, there's a big gap, and therefore it's understandable that we might grumble. But quite often I found myself thinking, well, instead of grumbling, maybe some of us can do something. And I remember asking you about what would pro celebrity thing, and you said, oh, they did it in America all the time, let's try it here. So we very simply started off doing a pro celebrity thing called mixed doubles, a Christmas mixed doubles. And we started very humbly in Brighton, and
I think I played with you and we lost, didn't we?
We did.
It was my fault.
That year, there was that
the ringer, Trevor Eve.
Trevor Eve, who to me played as though he was Bjorn Borg. He was obviously a very fine player, been playing for years, and they thrashed us off the court. But it wasn't what it was about. The whole thing was that the evening turned out to be really successful, and with every year, we got more and more people coming. We did not sell out that first year in Brighton Conference Centre. It holds 4,000, and we may have had 2,000. Before 3 years had gone up, we'd sold out, and the demand got so big that we moved to the NIA in Birmingham and have now sold that one. We've got 10,500 people waiting for us on Sunday night, coming next Sunday.
We'll talk about that in just a moment because I want to ask you about your tennis. But it's amazing that over the years, over 200,000 children have been introduced to tennis. We go into 200 schools, primary state schools, every year. And much as though we talk about champions, it's not about finding champions, is it?
No, because we originally called our group, we were called Search for a Star. When we gained charitable status, quite rightly, the Charity Commission has said, Search for a Star is a bit elitist. You know, you're looking for one person. And of course, our brief had changed. We wanted now to take tennis to as many young people as possible. And it wasn't just trying to find a champion. We were trying to take health and a game that will socially have these young people busy for many, many years, give them great pleasure and joy, get them out into fresh air, circulate blood. All those things became actually the brief that we now have. And so finding the tennis champion has actually taken, not a back seat exactly, but sort of second in the priority list. Of course, I mean, can you imagine how we're going to feel if one day we're at Wimbledon and one of our trailblazers has qualified and is playing there? I mean, we would feel stunningly fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, I optimistically believe that it can happen even in my lifetime. And it would be a thrill. But in the end, what really counts to me is that we seem to be touching more and more people. And there are lives being changed. Many times Sue and the gang go, and they go into fairly deprived areas. They've said that sometimes they've met kids whose only real meal of the day is the one they have at school. And sometimes the only real relationship they have is with the teacher. So we're touching in areas that has gone way beyond the dreams that we had originally. And I think it's enhanced our dreams drastically. We are actually going to help a lot of people have really much improved lives, even if they never become champions.
Yes, it is all about changing people's lives. And I'd like you to just tell a few of the stories, because I know that Hafriz Hamid, a young tennis coach, came up to you. Do you remember what he said to you last year?
We were doing so. I think whether we opened the club there or we were having some kind of celebration for tennis celebration there, and he had some shook me by the hand and he said, "I really have to thank you. Your tennis trail saved my life." He said, "Saved my life." And I said, "Oh, thank you very much. I'm sure you're overstating things." He said, no. Apparently he'd come to that age, whatever that age, it varies now, depending on where you live, I suppose. But he had come in contact with drugs and all the other kind of pressures that hit young people. And it looked as though, he said, that he was going to head off in that direction. And he said, "And that's what I mean by saving my life." He said, "The tennis trail came into my life at a school. I was hooked onto tennis, and I went in the other direction. And I look back now thinking, the trail did actually save his life. He could well have been dead by now had he been involved in drugs." And so that's one of the stories, and I feel thrilled. That means that our trail is working, that we were able to touch his life, and he's now a married man, got a good job playing tennis, and has a very much improved lifestyle.
Yeah, and Melanie McKenzie, a young Scottish girl, an asthmatic.
Melanie's amazing. When we went to her school, I don't know, 11 or something like that, but she was asthmatic. She still is asthmatic. She got into tennis. Now, you'd think, I would have thought this would have made things worse or that it would have stopped her playing, but no, she played through, and now I don't think she has asthma anymore, or if she does, it's a very, very minor form. So again, tennis. Now, who really cares if Melanie ever plays Wimbledon or not? The thing is, she breathes properly, and she's got that from tennis. So yeah, that's another one.
And another lovely story is that John Paul Lano, he likes to be J.P. Lano, got a scholarship to the school, Reed's school in Surrey, that Tim Hemman, that he would never have got other than through his
Exactly.
parents.
I mean, Reed's do that. They take people, youngsters who come from deprived areas, or in his case, a one-parent family, but he got the scholarship on the strength of his tennis. So again, the trail has played a part in his life.
He was interviewed about a week or so ago, asked about his ambitions, and he said, "I'd like to win all four Grand Slams and break Pete Sampras's record at Wimbledon." I thought, well, set your sights high then. That's right.
But you have to. I think sometimes we haven't set sights high, and it's great to hear young kids say that. Quite often, you know, the old English saying is, it's not winning the game, it's playing it. Excuse me. I know enough tennis players to realize that it's winning the game that counts. You may not like winning it badly, but you'd rather win it badly than lose.
Exactly.
So I think young kids like JP, if he's got that feeling in his mind now, I think it's wonderful for
it just,
him.
Yeah, it shows it's working. We're talking about winning. What about next Sunday on your tennis event in Birmingham? Then you've got some big names turning up.
We have. We've certainly got some big name players. Mike Reed. Who's also going to do? He's going to do that 12 Days of Christmas.
Split. Oh,
you are. Only you've got to split up 12,000 people. But we've got Mansoor Barami, Ian Stasi, Kathy Rinaldi,
Lena Garrison.
Henri Lacombe. Is John Lloyd going to be there? John Lloyd.
Well, if he's not injured, he is. But you're supposed to be captain. How do you think you're going to cope with Nastasi then?
With great difficulty, I thought. Apart from the fact that I don't really know enough about tennis, I'm not sure how I can captain them. I think Sue has just merely given us the title to make us feel important while watching these really important tennis players play. But our evening has been mostly about fun. A friend of mine, he worked in my office for a long time, and when he first came to the tennis event, he said, "That's the closest thing to vaudeville I've ever seen." And he was right. The tennis, I think this year the tennis will be much more important to the evening, but in the past it hasn't been whether we can play tennis, whether Mike and I can play better than somebody else. It's been the fact that we, and Mike is actually very good now, unfortunately, but generally speaking, we the amateurs are out of our depth, and people quite like to see people out of their depths, particularly when they have celebrity, and that's what we've been, foils to everybody else, and it's always been a really fun evening. I mean, I have every confidence that this year it'll be just as much fun, but I think people might be surprised at what real tennis players can do. While having fun, I've seen Mansoor Barami hit a ball over the net and then shout yours, mine rather. Normally you shout yours, you shout mine. He leapt the net, then hit the ball back, said mine, leapt the net 6 times. How healthy and fit can you be? And the public were just in hysterics about it all. So I think it'll be a good evening.
And as your coach, how's your tennis? Have you been practicing?
No, I've been under doctor's orders. I caught a viral thing. You know, Martin McCutcheon has just left a show, or just about to leave a show. Apparently we have the same kind of viral cough. And when I said, "Well, what can I do about it?" They said, "Nothing, you've got to be patient." So I've just got to wait. And they said, "Don't work the respiratory system." And I did play with Sue a couple of weeks ago and coughed my lungs out. Thank you very much, Sue. But I'm
Is
going
that
to play.
Your excuse then, if you lose on something?
No. I'm used to losing, Sue. I've played with you and I've played with others. I tend to spend my whole life playing with really great players, so I don't win much. But the main thing is, in doubles, I will be able to shout, "Yours!" a lot. So I won't have to run around too much.
But anyway, this evening obviously is all about the foundation. And on behalf of Sue and myself, Cliff, we would really like to thank you for your time, your commitment, your support to the foundation over the years. It's fantastic that we're all achieving our dream. Thank you so much.
Madam President, thank you. Thank you, Sue. Thank you.